I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
New England has sent a message to its troops. A, they weren't aggressive in free agency. Number two, they let marginally expensive players go. And number three is, didn't appear to have a big rush to replace the greatest quarterback of all time. And when they did acquire Cam, it was on a day that really bad news was going to be released by the NFL about the Patriots kind of, you know, cheating and stuff.
Well, if you missed the lead this morning at 6, Curtis is suggesting that the reason more New England Patriots players have opted out than any other team is because nobody likes Bill Belichick. Nobody likes playing. It's not fun to play football in New England.
It's fun in Tampa where, guess what? Nobody. Zero. Players have opted out.
We don't know that yet.
According to Pewter Club, which has never been wrong, they said that this is not going to happen, and I genuinely believe that. Look over the last several years. You've had both Brady and Gronkowski passive-aggressively discussing how it's not fun here anymore. Brady did it through his wife. Gronk commented on Amendola's Instagram post that Nathan used as breaking news of his own. And I think that this is all a sign that's emblematic of how they feel about playing for Belichick.
Looks like you're having a lot of fun out there today.
You're deranged. You're deranged with your hate for the man. Isn't it more likely that he's the kind of guy who says, "Listen, I need to know now. Like, I want to know what you're doing, and I want to know now."
And he's the guy who's going to go to these veterans who he loves. He loved Chung, the McCourties, James White, all these guys, Slater. He would want them, like, he respects them so much, and he would want them to be in the best position for their families and for their lives, for their personal football team. He needs to know what he's got to do for his.
He is seething behind the scenes.
He is not seething behind the scenes. Okay, it's another roadblock for Belichick this year. Name the damn coaching trophy after him if he can make this team 10-6. He signs Cam Newton to distract us. Well, bright, shiny Cam over here. Don't look at Spygate 2 punishment. Hey, guys, I'm just going to let all these players opt out so I have an excuse when we can't beat Josh Allen, who couldn't hit the side of the dumpy building in Brighton if he stood in front of it.
I mean, it is curious that there's that many New England Patriots opting out.
Of course.
They've already won.
Nick,
aren't you the guy defending the wall that says the Patriots have always on to their next game, on to the next challenge, on to Cincinnati, on to 2020, on to the team with Cam Newton? They are always this centrally focused team on winning.
Everyone, huddle up. We're going to have a quick meeting. Guys, I figured out a way for us to get paid and get out from under the championship oppressive thumb of Belichick. COVID. You've got to be kidding me.
He's not kidding.
Not at all.
He believes it.
But hey, if you take that COVID excuse, you don't have to look bad. You don't have to look like you don't want to play for your coach.
Good point.
I'm sure it wasn't jarring at all for the players to show up Monday, have to wait in their cars in a long line to have somebody jam a yardstick all the way up to their brainstem, and then have to do it again on Wednesday to find out if they've passed two COVID tests.
You think football players who hit each other at like 15 miles an hour at full speed at 260 pounds are scared of a nose swab?
No, the reality set in that this is going to be their new normal, Curtis. And maybe they thought, you know what? I already got two rings. I got $30 million in the bank. I'd rather take the year off and try to play next year, and hopefully it'll be different.
And you think Belichick is supportive of that? His team bailing on him left and right? Guys he's, tapping out?
I'm sure he's frowning on him.
I think he's pissed. He has to be pissed.
Of course he's pissed.
Of course, because he looks at Tampa, and he sees that Brady's got his whole offense with him. He realizes that his team is going to be awful, and he knows as well as anybody.
Awful! Why is his team going to be awful,
Curtis? Patriots this year you think are going to be good.
I think this obviously is going to make it a little more difficult for them to reach the heights that we thought they could have last week. Are they going to be awful this year? No.
Are they going to be good?
Yes.
What is good?
Are we really doing this now, Socrates?
Let's talk about Wiggy. What is the opposite of bad?
Listen, Wiggy said a healthy, good Cam Newton gave him a couple extra wins.
Damn straight.
Okay, what do you think the loss of Hightower means? Do they lose a couple games?
Full games because of him? No. Will there be a game or two where the middle linebacking position is exposed? Yes. Can Juwan Bentley fill in for 80% of what Hightower would? That's a best case scenario. Best case scenario.
And not to mention, they're already incredibly thin at linebacker. Mm-hmm. And that's linebackers get hurt very often in the NFL. So Bentley isn't a guarantee to play the full season, and they've lost Chung, they've lost Hightower, they've lost Van Noy, they've lost Jamie Collins, they've lost Shelton. I mean, this defense has been destroyed, decimated, and that was supposed to be the saving grace when you had a bad offense.
I don't know what is more ridiculous, that these guys are opting out because it's not fun here and they hate Bill Belichick, or that Bill Belichick is orchestrating this so that for a draft pick.
Tanking for Trevor?
For Trevor.
Sucking for Sunshine, losing for Lawrence. The idea that anybody thinks Bill Belichick wouldn't try to win a football game with us as the starting offensive line against the Buffalo Bills and keep the game competitive is insane. That's all he knows how to do.
Oh, unless he puts Matt Castle in to chuck it into the 10th roll so he doesn't have to play the Steelers in the first round of the playoffs.
Hey, how'd that work out?
But yesterday, Schefter said that an NFL executive told him that Bill was masterminding this.
Mm-hmm. And then Schefter said how and why, and he's like, I don't know, but that's what they do.
You know Bill is masterminding all of this somehow.
The fact that he owns that much coastal real estate in people's heads.
So Schefter said it, and then Glenn repeated it. Yes. That's how that happened.
God, what a honk.
What do you tell Mama?
He's not masterminding this.
It's insane. Oh, my God. Eventually, this is what happens. You molt your skin. You move on to new ones. You get rid of some of the veterans. You let the other ones go if they want to. Do you think Belichick was like, oh, man, there's going to be a virus. I got to get out ahead of this. Because obviously Ernie Adams must have created it, right? Is there Ernie Adams the secret plant at Harvard for the Wuhan Institute?
I don't know if he did this on purpose, but he'll now think about tanking for Trevor Lawrence. If it gets that bad, we might be back there again.
He would never. No. There was nobody. Okay.
Until half his team.
I'm going to the poll, changing my vote.
There is nobody that is less likely to tank an NFL season than Bill Belichick.
He does what's best for the football team. And if he can't win this year,
he hires his kids.
He's going to try to win next year. He's going to try to do what's best for his kids. That's the point. He's going to get Trevor Lawrence for Brian and Steve.
Oh, good. Now we're going to go down the nepotism road again. All we have to do to check off the Curtis Schadenfreude Belichick bingo is get a Malcolm Butler mention in before 8:15 and we should be good.
Hi.
What about the protesters?
Hi.
What about Lewerke?
What about our emails?
I mean, Chicago.
Jinx. Happy anniversary.
That's a year.
Yes. It sucks.
Belichick wants one of the three great college quarterbacks. My scouts say all three of the quarterbacks coming out next year are A prospects. Two of them, Trevor Lawrence and Trey Lance, may be high A prospects. Ooh. And if New England goes 5-11 or 6-10, there's only about four teams left that need a quarterback. They'll be there.
Boom.
Okay, so what do they do? How do they replace Patrick Chung?
Duggar.
Huh?
Just Kyle Duggar.
Prayer? Yeah. Maybe.
Well, he's going to be coached up. I mean, Brian Belichick's got the safeties, so they got great coaching back there.
Yesterday's discussion about Steve Belichick not being qualified to do any coaching because of nepotism, and Mayo having a whole year coming out of selling insurance post football,
right?
Working for Optum Health.
I'll bite on this. Nonsense. So he's going to tell Cam Newton, who's going to play his life out for his next deal, to tank it.
He's on the script. Yes, yes. Of course, okay. He's going to tank it.
Cam Newton's already served his purpose for Belichick. He arrived and made his cheating scandal go away. That was the purpose of signing Cam Newton. It's clear now.
Can you imagine, Curtis? Can you look at an airplane going overhead without thinking like the chemtrails?
No, he sees a helicopter and he's like, Karen, they're following me.
No, he sees a helicopter and he's like, Dad, wait for me.
I'm sorry.
Hi. John.
Wait, Father.
Do you really?
You didn't fill up the tank in the Audi.
Do you believe that not a single? Do you think that there's not a single player on that Tampa Bay roster that is going to opt out, and that it's all because of Tom Brady? Do you really believe that?
I go to one place, Pewter Club, and they tell me that there's nobody that's opting out, right. And I do believe nobody's going to opt out. Did you see yesterday a linebacker on the Bucs tweeted his conversation with Brady, and he was like, oh my God, I just said hi to Tom Brady, and he said, what's up?
Do you realize how much of a sad Tom Brady fanboy you said? This is coming from Tom Brady's number one.
Stop giving that stupid preamble.
Right, and Tom didn't talk to him because he's not a TB12 guy yet. He doesn't talk to anybody until they sign up, until they're on the program.
How about that conversation between Gronk and Brady yesterday? It's ready for football. Yes, it is, Robert. Yes, it is, Thomas. Shut up.
Hey, how about those Patriots discussions? Hey, I'm quitting. Yeah, me too.
No.
What, so is your belief that Chung or Hightower would not have opted out if Tom Brady was here?
With everything I have, I would bet everything that they would have played if Brady were here.
So their health fear, their concern for the safety of their family would not apply if Tom Brady were here?
Right. I think Dante Hightower and others played for Brady more than they played for Belichick.
Okay, there it is. There it is. Ken, put that on a loop. That is the dumbest thing that's ever been said here. And I owned a lot of that. Well, Wiggy owned the most. I was right behind. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Dante Hightower played for Tom Brady.
Yes.
Not because he...
And with Tom gone, he's going to give up. He's willing to give up $8 million. He has zero... Correct. Realistic health concerns.
None.
He's just giving up the $8 million because Tom isn't here.
The new baby Illuminati Hightower. Nope.
Well, is Brady a better quarterback than Newton, Greg? At this moment,
yes.
Okay, so I mean, stands the reason players would feel more confident with Brady than they do with Cam Newton.
And don't listen to me. Listen to Schefter. Listen to other people across the country that cover the NFL that have said the Brady effect is real. Players want to play with him. Players want to experience it.
No, everybody knows. Yes, players want to play with him. But you're basically taking, pick a guy. You're taking their valid concerns over the virus and turning it into a hate for Bill Belichick.
Correct.
as a reason why they are deciding to opt out. It's ridiculous.
Couldn't it be part of the equation? Couldn't part of it be, well, I don't have a lot of fun, and it's we not don't have
fun
a great
winning,
chance.
It's not fun winning Super Bowls.
They're not.
Well, that's the
Super
point.
Bowl.
They don't feel
are
like they're
you going,
going
down that Lane Johnson road? Come on,
there
Ken.
Have been there have been texters who said it this morning, said that the reason so many guys are opting out is because they know this is an 8-8 team, and so that's why they're going to opt out. So.
Don't watch the games. Don't be one of the 16,000 down there. If you think they're opting out, if it's no fun post Brady, if this is all a scam and Belichick is just trying to lose for a quarterback next year, then you've never watched a game. And obviously, you can make the P on your pink hat a B, and then you can write a T next to it and go root for Curtis and his pewter pals.
Oh,
seems like a lot of work.
A lot.
It is a lot of work.
I might believe the Red Sox are tanking it.
For Trevor Lawrence? Yes.
I mean, the Red Sox started taking the second they hired that 92-year-old to manage the team.
92? I appreciate the compliment.
Here's Erica. Hello, Erica.
Hey, so I think the most ridiculous thing about this idea that Bill Belichick is tanking is that he is an egomaniac, and I don't mean that as a criticism. He wants to beat Don Shula.
Yes.
He wants that record, and he only has so many years to do it, and he can't tank this year. He has to win 10, 11 games for the next, what, 3-4 years to beat him? And he loves records. He's a football historian. He's not going to tank when he is so very close to getting to the greatest wins of all time. It's just ridiculous to think.
I think it's ridiculous.
But I think that Belichick would much prefer to win if he has the team that's capable of winning, but he's smart enough to realize that going 8-8 does nothing for him. That you might as well. No, I'm serious.
It gets him 8 wins closer to 348.
Do you think he
Curtis.
Wants to stop coaching anytime soon with his entire family on the staff?
Curtis, do you think he wakes up in the morning and says and has accepted that this team is going to be 8-8?
No,
that's the exact thing that he doesn't do.
Good morning, Bill. I got you a huge new Instagram deal, and I fed Nike. Linda, quiet. I have to see
what
Chris
Curtis
says. Why
don't you just look for 15 minutes at Belichick's career without Tom Brady and look at it?
Yeah, I know. You've never brought that up on the show before. I'll do that.
He's exactly 500 as a head coach without Tom Brady.
Is Matt from Rhode Island there? Matt, what's up?
Hey, good morning, all.
What's up?
Curtis, I ask this out of pure concern. Have you fallen off the wagon?
Yes.
No, this is his actual.
Hi.
No, because you mentioned before you do about 5 hours of therapy work a week. I think you better double that.
Oh, boy.
No, he believes it. He believes that these guys are not having fun.
Hey, Matt's a P1.
And they hate Bill Belichick, and that's why they opted out. That's why there's more Patriots players than any other team that have opted out already.
Oh, what if it was as simple as the Patriots were in a good position to dominate during COVID because they had a greater veteran presence, but now that some of them have a chance to opt out in the face of Eduardo Rodriguez getting a heart condition because he's young and healthy and they decided to opt out, now it's a problem. That's reality. That's part of new normal in Foxborough.
Did he get a heart condition or did this exacerbate a pre-existing heart condition?
There was no known pre-existing condition. Rather, when you develop a respiratory illness or pneumonia, as Bradfoe told us over the weekend and other people have detailed, you can get this. It is temporary. Myocarditis, is temporary. You have to take medicine. You have to rest. But you should be able to return to normal within a couple weeks, perhaps, or a couple months.
Yes.
But yes, it's not a pre-existing condition.
Okay, and it's something that goes away.
Correct.
Okay. Because when we are referring to him contracting a heart condition, sounds like Erod might die tomorrow.
No, I'm sure he'll be fine. But I think it was an eye-opener for people like, what? He's supposed to be healthy. What's this?
Ron Renicky suffers from a broken heart because of Betty Page.
Oh, goodness.
All right. We're behind a little bit.
My.
We're going to get to Larry, the lawyer, and Ask an Attorney coming up after Trending with Ken.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, what did you think of the new Cam Newton Instagram post yesterday, Fitzy?
Didn't see it. What was it, Nick?
I actually haven't had a chance to see it yet. Please fill us in, Ken.
To your haters, I have so much more for you to be mad at. Just be patient.
Oh, and that was in a normal font, too.
Yeah, normal
font. Oh, he's following script, Curtis. The tank is on.
Yep, there it is.
Also another workout video. The final touches.
Good Lord, is that guy jacked.
So
I'm going vegan.
I don't know. Cam Newton's going to be motivated. I don't know what he's going to have left around him. But what do you think? I mean, do you think Bill called him yesterday and was just like, don't worry, we got this. They're trying to damage control. Like, hang in there. We'll be fine.
I think Cam Newton was worried, and he was thinking of calling it a career. Yes.
Out? Yes, I don't know. Ken. Well, yes. They lost Chung, Cannon, Hightower, Bolden, and Vitale. I mean,
yes. Next man up.
In about a two-hour span.
Next man up.
It is stunning. Looks like the opt-out deadline is next Tuesday. We're going to find out for sure. They have to agree on the deal, right? Fitzy first, and then it's like a week from after they finally sign off on the...
August 3rd is the final day that the players can opt out, yes.
We might be up to 60 or 70 opt-outs.
No, we should probably be over that.
Big money for Chargers defensive end Joey Bosa. He gets $102 guaranteed million dollars. $102 million guaranteed. 78 at signing. Pretty big deal there. The Red Sox gave up eight this time. They're 1-4 on the year. Here's Castiglione, who was in deep depression after Matt Hall couldn't get out of the second.
Here's the 0-2. And a looper into right field, trouble. It drops for a hit. One run is scored. Pilar concedes the second run as Cespedes scores. And so does Cano, and it's 3-0 Mets.
First big league start for Matt Hall. He got into the third, and they pulled him. But in all, Red Sox starters in the four games since Nathan Eovaldi, 13 innings, 15 earned runs. They've been outscored 29-13. And meanwhile, the Mets had a guy making his first start, David Peterson. And he went five innings and allowed just two runs. So it's just a total mess. But the Bruins are here to steal all the headlines, all the spotlights, steal Patriots Nation to their side. That is the new column up at WEI.com by the Laird Man. Don't look now. Bruins poised to take the Patriots crown. That is going to be beautiful, Fitzy.
Yep. Can't wait.
Games
to
count.
If you were going to
players that opted in,
you're going to rank the four professional sports here in the city. You think the Patriots have been number one? Okay,
of course, not even close.
Sox number two.
By the ratings, they have been, but wouldn't you admit this year is unlike any other? For the first time in two decades, this Patriots camp is like, what the hell? People are predicting the Bills. Orlovsky said the Bills are the runaway favorite now in the AFC.
Runaway favorite. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think there are people who will get into who haven't experienced playoff hockey before that will get into it because it's the only one of the only things to watch, and will like it. So maybe I don't know.
It looked good. I don't know if you saw any of the exhibition stuff. Obviously, there's no fans there, but they've tarped it off. It just looks crisp. Yeah. The Toronto bubble.
It looks great.
Crisp.
Crispy. Crisp.
Does it look snazzy?
Snazzy.
Does it have zest?
Has zest.
By the way, you guys are sleeping on the fact the Boston Cannons just won the Major League Lacrosse Championship.
Yes.
Hello. Oh, wow.
Yes. And Reneke loves pickleball.
James Naismith, who do you think taught him everything he knows?
But do you think you'll end up having any, when it comes to NHL guys, that you'll have any bubble issues? Do you think that there will be guys who will sneak out of the bubble?
I don't think we're going to have one.
Yeah.
Not one. It'll be a great season. How about Volan taking a shot at Brady, Curtis? Does not warrant being number 14th on the NFL's top 100 list for 2020. What do you think about that?
Volan is not in the top 14 of people that cover the Patriots.
he's not. Brady was not the 14th best player in the NFL in 2019. Come on. No, he wasn't.
Tennis
was drugged down by the rest
of his
team.
He was not. Yeah, maybe. Okay, maybe his ranking or his gameplay suffered a bit because of the talent surrounding him, but he was not the 14th best player in the NFL. That was earned by 18 previous years of excellence.
Oh, so what do you think he was?
I don't know. Mid 50? 40, high 40?
50?
How great was
what
Brady
a smear campaign.
Unbelievable.
That's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. Back to you, Ken.
There will be no Chalk Talks this year, Fitzy. You don't have to curry favor with the crafts. So you can take a break for a year.
I'm the one who gave you guys the Bolden news yesterday. I'm sure the Pats love the fact that I snuck that out there.
Oh, you got it from the Pats?
I did not, actually.
That's what's trending on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Shut up.
Celebrating the one-year anniversary of the Greg Hill Show. This is EEI.
Do I dare ask you to call your next witness?
Looking for some legal advice?
I'd like an answer to the question, Judge.
It's time for...
I'm afforded the right to speak in my own defense, sir.
Ask an attorney.
Order.
Your Honor, I'd like to ask for a recess.
Order.
On the Greg Hill Show.
Order.
I cannot.
Sit down.
Maybe a bad, bad thing. Maybe a bad, bad thing.
Got a little bit of time with Larry, the lawyer. Ask an attorney your legal questions of any kind answered for free by Larry, the lawyer. Larry, good morning.
Happy Wednesday.
What's happy about it?
It's another day. It's a hot day. The sun is out, and we're above the ground.
All right. Well,
that's what we look at these days, I guess.
You can,
and I don't have COVID. You don't have COVID.
That's true.
That is true. You can text your questions to the text line, which is 37937, or you can call with your question for Larry. So 781 text Larry, which says, when it comes to the public beaches in Gloucester, Beverly, and Manchester by the Sea, is it legal to close them down to town residents? Maybe that's what they've done, seeing as they are public. They are called public beaches. Can they shut those down?
Yeah, it's the same as shutting down a city, pretty much, which is what they've done for months here. You know, if there's a public health issue, Greg, and they're trying to stop the spread of a virus or a plague, whatever you want to call it, you know, they have the right to do that if they believe that it's in the best interest of the public and that the risk outweighs the harm. Or the harm outweighs the risk, excuse me.
Another 781 text. My girlfriend and I broke up. She is asking me to buy her out of the equity that accrued in my house while she lived there. Five years, it says. Is she entitled to anything?
So if she's on the deed, there's a couple options that she could execute to get that property sold. One is called the partition to partition, which is a forced sale of the house. But if she's not on the deed and she just contributed to the house and you guys were never married, she has no legal right to get any of the equity.
And it would be a mistake to put somebody that's not your spouse on your deed. Is that right?
Unless it's your father or mother or your somebody, I wouldn't do it. I mean, we've had this come up a bunch of times, Greg, and you know, with car loans and house loans, and it just doesn't end well.
Larry, do you know anything? 978 text sounds like somebody got lucky recently. Or maybe it's a text from a Bulger family member, but it says, "Do you know what it takes to set up a lottery winnings trust fund? I wonder if that's like a group of people in an office or something,
or it's someone like me who does not want anyone to know that they won the lottery, so they're just going to put it in a blind trust so they don't have to hold up the big check at the lottery headquarters and take the picture.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, I'll tell you this. The first thing you need is you need to win the lottery.
Right.
You win the lottery, we can do a lottery trust. Basically, Greg, it's a living trust where the person that's putting the money in is a lottery winner, and the assets that they place within the trust are the lottery winnings, and that's all they can go in there. They can assign it to an attorney. They can assign it to a financial institution as a trustee. They can designate the winner as a beneficiary if they don't want to be the beneficiary, for example, and they have children. Maybe it's one of those lifetime scratch ticket payouts. You know, that would be another reason to do that. You could put one of your kids on it, if you trusted them, that was younger, to extend the benefit. So it's something that people definitely do. Not very complicated, except for the fact you actually have to win the lottery first.
If I traveled to a hotspot state, this is from Ken, and now I need to self-quarantine for, now I need to self-quarantine for 2 weeks, is my employer obligated to hold my job for me?
So if you are an employee at will, your employer can terminate you for any reason. But I think the important thing there, Greg, is while the governor has this two-week quarantine order for out-of-state travel, you can overcome that with a test. So if you were tested 72 hours before or during the time that you get back, you don't have to do the 14-day quarantine. So there's really no reason to take the 14 days unless you don't want to put the thing in your nose. And at that point in time, your employer could fire you.
978 text for Larry the lawyer. I've been contributing to a college fund 539B account, but my kids don't want to go to college anymore. Can I use that money for other things? It's more of like a financial. Is that a legal question or a financial question?
I think it's more of a financial question.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a 529 plan.
Whatever.
So I think they have the plan wrong. But basically, the plan is a tax advantage plan designated to encourage people to save for college. You can use it for other things, K-12, private schools, religious schools. If the kids don't go to college and there's money left at the end of it, you can keep it in. If you have more kids, you can give it to other kids that come along for your children's children. But at the end of the day, ultimately, the money will go back to the person that put it in.
Told my employer I was in direct contact with my wife, who works in healthcare, who was in direct contact with a COVID.
Lies.
She was quarantined by her job. My employer told me it was hearsay and to get back to work.
Oh, boy.
I object.
But I mean, can you? I would assume that there's going to be thousands of workplace issues when it comes to COVID-19, right?
Yeah, this is really turning into a hot spot right now for legal and law firms because these kind of things are coming up every day, and you know you have a mix between people that are trying to do the right thing and people that are trying to take advantage of the system. And I think you always have that. So if there's going to be a balance here and there's going to be, you know, some ferreting out of the law on this, but, you know, just be honest. And the nice thing is there's pop-up centers pretty much all around the Commonwealth right now. So you can go, you can get your test, and you can go back 2 hours later. So it's really not as bad as it was when this thing started where you couldn't find a test and it was 3 to 5 days to get the results. It's a lot more efficient now.
Signed a one-year apartment lease in June, and now the landlord wants to sell the building. Does the new buyer have to honor our lease?
So if your lease, yes. The short answer is yes, that they have to honor that. What you see a lot of times is people don't want to take on tenants. So what I've seen happen often is the new owner will either try to buy you out, give you cash for keys, they call it, where he'll pay you, you know, say $3,000 or $5,000 to move and get out of there. But if you have a lease and it's signed by the landlord, it inures to the person that's purchasing the property from him. So you're safe.
617 text, if I have hourly wage workers who work more than 40 hours a week, do I have to pay them overtime for the hours, even if the hours were not approved? So apparently, you got...
Kevin came in on the weekend to fix the accounting errors that he made last January.
So you got hourly workers that are staying longer than 40 hours. Are you required to pay them the overtime?
It's an interesting question because he acknowledges that they're working overtime in the first sentence of his question, right? So if you have hourly wage employees, you're required to pay them overtime after a certain number of hours per week, and that's 40 hours per week. So if you know they're there and they're working, yeah, you have to pay them overtime. And I'll tell you, Greg, the wage and hour law in the Commonwealth is very pro-employee. And not only that, it's not just liability to a business, it's liability to the individual. So if you're the owner of a company and you're not paying overtime to people or prevailing wage jobs and you're not giving those prevailing wages out for truck drivers or something like that, they sue the company and they sue the owner of the company or the majority owner, and it's personal as well as corporate liability. So it's a very, very stringent statute that has a lot of teeth in it, and it, you know, really probably one of the best in the country when it comes to protecting employees. So my advice is err on the side of overtime.
978 text, isn't Governor Baker's restriction on interstate travel unconstitutional?
Well, if his is, then the rest of the 50 states that have this are as well. And the, you know, the courts that have looked at this have said no, that it's not. You know, again, you have a public health crisis, you have a plague or a virus or whatever you want to call this thing. You know, you look at some of these states down south. You look at some of the states in New England. You know, New England's doing fantastic. Most of the states in New England have less than a 1% rate versus some of the states down south that are 15 to 20%. So, you know, it's prudent to keep the virus out so that we can continue to go to work and open up businesses. So I think what the governor did was pretty fantastic.
Larry, quick question on that, because we were talking about this the other day when it came to the travel form. And within that, it states that by clicking, I certify I do not have COVID-19 symptoms and that I will wear a mask while in public as required by Massachusetts law. Is that something that you
can... Well, it is a law now, and I think it's, what, a $500 fine if you don't wear a mask?
Wait, is it a law now, though?
It's still an order, but it has the rule of law, right?
It's an order. It's a mandate.
Yes.
It's a dictate.
It's a mandated order.
It's a dictate.
Is it an edict?
It's an edict.
Is it a bag up? That's,
yes.
Okay. That reminds me of that old song you used to play on WAAF, Greg.
What? Which one?
How's my dictation machine?
Oh, yes. That was a good one.
I thought you were going to say Sweet Home Alabama.
I thought you were going to say the one I wrote, Turkey and the Straw.
This was a much more naughty song.
Let's see. Getting married, is there a way to make sure that my money goes to my kids? I intend to provide for my second wife, but if I pass, I have heard that she might be able to override my wishes.
So there's a couple things you can do in that situation. The first is, after you get married, you and your spouse can put together new wills. Your will decide where your property goes. Second thing you can do, and a lot of people do this in second marriages, especially in this situation when you have children of each marriage, is you can do a prenuptial agreement. That also dictates who's going to get what and how they're going to get it. So you have a lot of protection for that. But at the end of the day, Greg, as we all know, anybody can sue for anything, and will contests are one of those lawsuits that are very expensive. So by virtue of filing it, it oftentimes puts people in a position to compromise.
This is Ask an Attorney with Larry the Lawyer. Let's see. Can a roommate sue another roommate for rent if a boyfriend is staying over occasionally during
your show. I love this, because this person that's texting in is the one that has the boyfriend, and they're probably pissed off that the other roommate is trying to sue, and they're saying, my boyfriend only stays over occasionally, when really it's six nights out of the week.
I mean, aren't you allowed to have your boyfriend
Not
stay
if the other person is there pretty much full-time using all the utilities and stuff. Get out of here with that.
Well, so it's like the boyfriend has become the third roommate.
Correct.
Who doesn't pay for anything.
Correct.
Eats the food.
And uses all the water.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
First of all, get a better choice of roommates, right? But when you have a lease, you have an undivided interest in the whole property. So basically, the lease gives you the interest to use the entire property as you see fit. Now, you know, I think that your best bet is to try to get out of that lease and have the boyfriend substitute for you so that they'd start paying. But, you know, you can bring somebody over. It's no different than somebody that brings a different person home every night, you know. It's not about how long the individual person is staying. It's about what your rights are to the property and how you can use that property.
401 text from Rhode Island. I'm traveling to New York, but flying into Rhode Island. I will be in Rhode Island for one night due to travel timing. Which quarantine rules do I follow?
Jeez. That's confusing.
You follow the rules of the state that you enter.
Okay.
So if you go to New York, once you enter New York, you have to follow their quarantine rules. If you enter Rhode Island, you have to follow theirs once you enter theirs. And again, if this is actually not as complicated as people are making it out to be, Greg, because like I said, if you get a test 3 days or 72 hours, whatever it is, before your travel date, and it usually that for most of these states overrides the quarantine period. And I think that's also there for, you know, for business so that we can have these quick in and out trips. So get a quick test. They're free. They're pretty much lined up throughout the Commonwealth. I assume that most states are the same. And these rapid tests, are, you know, they're not as evasive as the original tests that they had where they stuck a Q-tip into your brain. And they're quick. So, you know, problem solved, right?
But just to clarify, if you are not symptomatic, you have to pay the $160 for the test.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. And some places, if you're not symptomatic, they tell you you can't get a test.
So it depends on the place you go to.
Correct.
My in-laws invited a relative up from Florida and facilitated it by paying for their flight. If they start a COVID outbreak, could my in-laws be liable?
Ken, you know, stop texting the show.
Ken, you know, the people from Florida are the new lepers. I mean, can we give these people?
Does that make Ken the new Mother Teresa, Greg?
Makes me Nostra freaking Domus is what it makes me, because I said this months ago.
Leopard Island.
So could they be liable because they brought somebody up for a family reunion or something like that if there's an outbreak?
No. But the person could be liable if they don't follow the quarantine rules. You know, liable for the fine, not liable for the outbreak. Although, who knows? At some point in time, I'm waiting to see one of these states that does sue somebody for that. They sue for everything else now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. One of my employees signed a contract with a uniform company for a 5-year agreement. I love this question. These questions are extraordinary.
You did what?
As the owner, I didn't know about it, and my employee has no ownership. Can I get out of the contract?
So it really comes down to, you know, authority or apparent authority in terms of what this person has. So if the person that signed that contract was your chief financial officer, you're going to be bound by that contract. If they're your office manager, you're probably going to be bound by that contract. If they're a telemarketer that was, you know, with you for the last 3 weeks, no, you can get out of that contract. So it's going to depend on the title, you know, and what the person does for your company and what somebody could reasonably expect on the other side to be their authority.
Here's a 617 text. If the Cambridge proposal to use unarmed civilians for routine traffic stops passes, do I have to stop for an unarmed civilian?
I can't with this. We have to talk about this. This is ridiculous.
Not only is it ridiculous, it's kind of terrifying.
Kinda?
when you think about it. But do you have to stop for an unarmed civilian who's working for the city of Cambridge, where they've defunded their police department and nobody has a weapon? Do you have to stop?
Stop, or I'll unload my potato.
I'm not stopping for any civilian. Period.
Citizens arrest.
Think about the liability that comes from this when somebody pulls over a woman coming home from her job that night and she ends up raped. This isn't funny.
No.
This is one of those things that, you know, people are going crazy thinking about. I don't understand how they think anymore. They don't think, quite frankly. No. This is, it's kind of outrageous. Could you imagine you have a daughter, Greg? You're going to let her pull over on the side of the road for somebody driving a Ford Taurus coming up with a ticket book?
It would be a Prius. Let's be real.
Yes. Well, the code says sticker.
It's Cambridge. Yeah, yes.
It's frightening how people are thinking about this now.
Yes, at night you want your kids to pull over for a volunteer citizen who is writing tickets in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Yeah, and not to mention, I'm not sure where their authority comes from. You know, I get it. The Cambridge City Council is going to give them the authority in Cambridge, but good luck.
That's what Reneke does during the day before games.
I mean, this reminds me, you know, every once in a while, you know, I think you see one of these people down south somewhere that dresses up like a police officer and puts his lights on his, you know, his Ford Explorer and pulls people over for fun. I mean, this could get ugly.
All right. We get this one from time to time, but I guess maybe it bears repeating. 617 text, I purchased tickets on StubHub for an event that's been canceled, and StubHub has yet to change the refund policy. Do I have any recourse for this?
Canceled events are automatically refunded within 30 days. So if something is canceled, you get your refund within 30 days. If it's rescheduled, you can ask for a refund, but they're not always going to be issued. They typically can give you a credit, or they'll give you the new ticket date. So it depends really if this thing is canceled or if it's moved. What's the word I'm looking for? Not canceled, but
postponed or
moved down the road.
Well, yeah, okay.
Whatever that word is.
Last one, I think, because we're up against the clock here. But I'm a college student, and we have a house in the college town that we rent. They are making it an ordinance to only have 3 students, but there is 4 of us on the lease. Can they kick us out? So I guess they're COVID related. They're now saying only 3 people can live in a house. They have 4. Like, will they be able to kick them out?
So is it the college or the city? I didn't understand that part.
I think it's the city. So they probably rent an apartment in the city where the college is.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I don't really know how that one would play out. I mean, you have a city ordinance. I assume, based on common sense, that if the lease was executed prior to the ordinance, they're going to be grandfathered in and there's not going to be an issue. Now, if there was an ordinance before that and you went in and you added a 4th person to the lease, you know, there's probably a chance they could do something. But I'm not sure that, number one, they'll be able to figure it out. Number two, how are they going to enforce it? Are they going to go through an eviction? Are they going to go through court? You know, those things take 8 to 9 months. Semester's over.
I lied about that being the last one because we're on the college topic. I'll just get this one in, too. Daughter goes to college in Illinois, or as Wiggy calls it, Illinois.
Yes.
They've decided to do online schooling for at least 2 semesters. My daughter had already signed a lease for an apartment for housing. Is there a way of breaking that lease legally because they're only doing online?
No. So a lease is a lease. Once you sign it, it's a contract. So she can do it online from the benefit of her new apartment.
I mean, so they're just out of luck on that.
Well, that's not the landlord's fault, though. You know, I get it. It's an extenuating circumstance, but that's not the landlord's fault.
It's Belichick's fault.
Yes, it is Belichick's fault.
Yeah, Curtis thinks 100%. It's Belichick's
fault. Maybe one of his sons.
Yes.
All right, Larry the lawyer. If you have further questions, then you can reach out to Larry. How does one do that, Larry?
So we have armyandroach.com, and we also have asklarrythelawyer.com. So happy to help anybody.
All right, Larry
Thanks,
the lawyer.
Lair.
We will talk to you in a couple weeks.
I look forward to it. Thank you, everybody.
Happy 1-year anniversary to the Greg Hill Show on EEI.
Well, and
this is interesting. Joining us right now on the by surprise on the Harbor One hotline, it is former Boston Bruin and radio personality Lyndon Byers.
That's what you used to say when you showed up to work. Joining us by surprise.
apparently LB has some sort of an emergency question for you, Danielle. But
really?
But first of all,
does it involve a hoop?
LB, how you doing?
I'm just battling. I get the staph infection thing with my hip, so I get the intravenous deal going on.
He's on a trip.
I'm awaiting. I'm awaiting my hot nurse Kelly Ann.
Oh,
she's my PT. She's my PT nurse. I'm waiting for her.
Does she do the home visits, or are you in the? Are you in the?
Yeah.
Home? Okay. Oh,
yeah. That's what I'm talking about. You're jealous, aren't you?
Yes, I would.
Everybody out there going to work right now in EEI land, they're jealous because I'm awaiting Kellyanne on my couch in my shorts with no underwear underneath, just in case.
For breakfast.
What was your question for Danielle?
Well, first, I've been stressing out because it's August is around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Danielle, when is my anniversary?
August 11th.
I know.
August 11th. Oh. I think. Let me double check. Hang on. Hold on. I got to double check.
He needs to know when his wedding anniversary is. So he has
yes,
to.
Yes, the 11th.
Okay. And the other thing is, what year is it? Do you know?
I was with Espo, so it was 05?
Was it 05?
Or, no, 06. So, okay. 06.
Oh, so it might be 15 years, which I think you're supposed to do.
Hillman, is 15 a special one? Is it like aluminum or magnesium or something?
I think it's Zithromax.
Yes, I think it is.
Well, you know how they got that. I mean, like, you know, like the 50 is like, what is that, a diamond or something?
Yeah, I believe isn't the 25th the
50th is gold.
25th is cubic zirconium.
25th is silver. This is crystal, LB. Yeah. It's your crystal anniversary. What? That doesn't mean find a stripper named Crystal.
Yeah,
it's crystal.
Well, I can maybe crystal's expensive. I can maybe do silver.
Can you? You gonna pop out a filling?
LB, you had a relationship with Crystal, didn't you? With the Foxy for years.
That was Vegas. That was Vegas. Crystal was Vegas.
I was at the Hard Rock Pool, kid.
Yeah. I stole a cabana off a rich dude.
Oh, I forgot it was Kevin Stevens who had a relationship with Crystal.
LB, by the way, LB was...
Hey.
LB
don't,
was,
don't blast my buddy Artie. Artie's one of the greatest guys of all time.
LB was patient zero with COVID-19 like 10 years ago. He got it in the...
He
got it in a pool in Vegas. That's
what... Yeah. And I take it back. I'm not battling staph infection. Staph is battling... tequila, actually. In my
yes.
LB, I got to get a hockey question in. Give me the lowdown on the Bruins. What are the chances here?
I think they're great. I think they have, they have so much leadership in that locker room, and all the young guys. There's so much talent from McAvoy. They were the best in the regular season. I don't think Coach Cassidy is someone that. I would believe Coach Cassidy is the guy that would be on the phone to the players on a weekly basis, if not more so during the break. So I have, as always, I'm a homer. So I have full faith in the team that was crushing the league first overall and President Kupchan.
But does that matter now? Like, is it a complete level playing field?
Yes, Hillman. I believe that you've got teams. It's so weird how they have it all set up, and I've been trying to figure it out, but I don't put in that much homework. Obviously, you're well aware of that over 23 years.
Yes.
And thank God you got quality people now, because your listeners will have something real to talk about and not be completely confused and blown away and looking stupid at the TV because they listen to me and some sitcoms on.
You're calling Wiggy quality?
Are you referring to Ken and
Curtis?
Are
you kidding me? Is Wiggy there? Wiggy is my idol.
Yeah, I'm right here. What? What's up, Landon?
Well, listen.
Yeah, I love Wiggy. You guys got a whole crew. I you know, when I listen is when I go into the hospital. I get you guys, and you know the show sounds great. You're missing some Canadian guy, but you know, whatever.
We missed him a lot, you know, previously too on the old show.
Can't you throw a guy a bone? You know, like a 27.5 a year, just to, you know, no sweat. You know, a popcorn sponsor could bring me back.
What about one day, like once a month or once every
year?
I'd like to have LB.
I'd love to have LB in.
Thanks.
Do you think you could be Lucid Lindy for like once a month? I think you could.
I don't sound that off on the pot brownies.
Is the bag of White Zinfandel gone upstairs?
No. I get too loopy on the Zin now. I don't know what it is.
Called alcohol.
But listen, everybody's texting in. Your health is pretty good, right? Because people are worried about that.
Yeah, I'm fine. I get done these IV meds tomorrow, and I go get my hip aspirated, and if everything's good, then I get the new hip put in a couple of 3 weeks and rehab, and I should be walking into your studio. If I can walk or if I'm on crutches, the first thing I'll do when I leave the house is come in live on the show.
Awesome. All right.
And blow people away. I'll totally bring my A game.
A game.
A?
Well,
which in your world is like somewhere between like X, Y, Z.
It's barely passing.
We'll have you do some playoff hockey commentary. I mean, nobody better.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah. That'd be good. Me and Grapes. Mm-hmm. I can maybe call and see if Grapes will come on.
He's not working currently, so yeah.
He's right. Available.
Well, listen, bud. Great to hear from you, and I'm glad. When does Kellyanne arrive? When does she get there? The nurse? Shortly.
She shoots me a text when she's ready to roll over. Therapy humor.
We just lost the popcorn sponsor.
Yep.
All right. Hey, it's great to talk to you, but we'll talk to you. I'll call you later.
But we picked up another erectile dysfunction sponsor.
All right, LB,
hey,
thanks.
Can I just get one more thing in?
Yes.
How's your hoops?
Hey, see?
We almost so went close. All the way. All so right, close. LB. Good to talk to you. There is
love you, buddy.
Guys.
There he is.
Our
old pal, Lyndon Byers. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.